Morning Watch, Day 4. Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 11. The Children of God Walking in Love and Light. Related Verses. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and we are. Because of this, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. 1 John 4:10. Herein is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a propitiation for our sins. Ephesians 4:25-32. Therefore, having put off the lie, speak truth each one with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your indignation. Neither give place to the devil. He who steals should steal no more, but rather should labor, working with his own hands in that which is respectable, that he may have something to share with him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building up, according to the need, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and anger and wrath and clamor and evil speaking be removed from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ also forgave you. Related Reading. In Ephesians 5:2, Paul tells us to walk in love, and in verse 8, he tells us to walk as children of light. If we walk in love, we will keep ourselves from uncleanness. To walk in love is to walk in intimacy with God. An intimate relationship between a daughter and mother may illustrate what it means to walk in love. Such daughters love whatever their mothers love. Because of the love they have for their mothers, they are not willing to do anything opposed to their mother's feeling. Rather, they walk in intimate love toward their mothers. In the same principle, we have an intimate relationship with the Father. As those who have received grace, we may come in the Son to contact the Father. In the Father's presence, we not only enjoy grace, the expression of love, but we also enjoy love itself. We experience this love in a very intimate way. Because we enjoy the love of God in such an intimate way, we do not want to do anything that displeases the Father. The Father hates fornication, uncleanness, and lust. If we walk in love, we will stay away from such things. Because we love the Father, we will not do anything to grieve his heart. What a tender, delicate walk this is. This is not simply living by grace. It is walking in love. We should always remember that we are children of God enjoying his love. We are saints, separated unto him, and saturated with him. Therefore, in our daily walk, we would always take care of the Father's feeling, for we live intimately in his tender love. The difference between love and grace can be illustrated by the relationship between a mother and her child. Sometimes a child may want something from the mother. However, at other times, the child simply wants to enjoy the mother's loving embrace. Receiving something from the mother that expresses the mother's love is grace. But resting in the loving embrace of the mother is an illustration of love. In the same principle, we have received grace, the expression of the Father's love. But as we go to the Father in fellowship, we enter into his love, which is the source of grace. The divine love is the nature of God's essence. Thus, it is an essential attribute of God. 1 John 4:9 says, "In this the love of God was manifested among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might have life and live through him." As in 1 Timothy 1:15, the world, in 1 John 4:9, refers to fallen mankind, whom God so loved that, by making them alive through his Son with his own life, they might become his children. In this, the love of God has been manifested. In 1 John 4:10, the word "herein" refers to the following fact: not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son, a propitiation concerning our sins. In this fact is the higher and nobler love of God. The divine love, as God's essential attribute, is mainly expressed in sending his Son to redeem us and impart God's life into us, that we may become his children. Ephesians 2:4 says, "God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us." The object of love should be in a lovable condition, but the object of mercy is always in a pitiful situation. Hence, God's mercy reaches further than his love. God loves us because we are the object of his selection, but we became pitiful by our fall, even dead in our offenses and sins. Therefore, we need God's mercy. Because of his great love, God is rich in mercy to save us from our wretched position to a condition that is suitable for his love. The nobler love of God, as his essential attribute, needs his attribute of mercy to reach us in the deep pit of our fallen life.